It's Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN. Presented by the Windjammer Restaurant and Upper Deck Pub. Local, fresh, and Burlington's original steak and seafood restaurant. Now, here's your host, Brady Farkas.
What's up, everybody? Brady Farkas, Champlain Valley Game Night right here on 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. And you can also find us on the 101.3 ESPN app. Just visit the Google Play Store, visit the Apple Store, the iTunes Store, and that's where you'll find us. Full access to all of our full show podcasts, and you'll get all of our exclusive web content as well. You miss any of our interviews, you can check them out there. If also, if you're using a smart speaker or an Amazon Echo, just ask your Alexa to stream WCPV 101.3 ESPN, and she will do that too. So all kinds of way to listen to us and all kinds of way to get in touch with us as well. 802-655-6672 is the number to call or text, both on the TikTok Jewelers guest line or the Town Fair Tire text line. We are live at the UPS store, 4 Carmichael Street in Essex. You can come visit us until 6:20, and then we'll yield to Red Sox and Blue Jays baseball. And they're doing all kinds of stuff here at the UPS store as well. Raffles for the Dakin Farms gift basket. They'll help you out with your printing needs. They'll do color copying for you. They'll give away some free 50 free color copies, 500 free black and white copies, and it is locally owned and operated. So, and this buy local, support local movement, you can do that here at the UPS store, 4 Carmichael Street in Essex. The huddle was fun because we talked a lot about Game 7 between the Bruins and Maple Leafs, and that coverage is at 7 over on 960 The Zone. We talked with Fluto Shinzawa at the beginning of that show, at the outset, and you can find that interview at 1013ESPN.com, and he works for The Athletic, and we talked a lot about the keys to this game. We're going to do that again momentarily because Matt Cause, longtime radio personality in Toronto, is going to be joining us in about 60 seconds from now. But it is absolutely an exciting time, and I'm going to ask Matt Cause this too because Rich and I had a debate about it in the huddle. I fully think the Maple Leafs are under more pressure. And I think it's, again, when you expand it out and look at it from a macro sense, the Maple Leafs are carrying the banner for an entire continent, for the entire country of Canada. They're carrying it for the biggest city. They're carrying the weight of a franchise that has failed since 2004 to even win one playoff series. In the short term, yes, maybe the Bruins are the team with more pressure because it's 3-1, and you don't want to be the team that blows a 3-1 lead and get Facebook memes made about you. But with the expectations, with the young core, with that history, with the whole nation and hockey-crazed Canada, I think the Maple Leafs are the team that now that they've come back, the expectations have been rejuvenated, and they have got to finish this deal. So let's go out now to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. And joining us now is Matt Cause. He's our buddy, longtime radio personality in Toronto, and now the host of a very, very successful podcast that you can always get as well in the iTunes store as well. He is the co-host of the Macko and Cause podcast. Matt Cause, thank you for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, here in Toronto, it doesn't get any busier, as you mentioned. Leafs, Bruins, you've also got Raptors, Wizards, there's some MLS soccer. I feel bad for the Blue Jays, who are playing great and won yesterday. They're not going to get very much attention because it's all the playoffs here right now.
This is the sixth time in history, by the way, that the Raptors, Leafs, Blue Jays, and Toronto FC are playing on the same day.
Yeah, it's everyone is has their own sort of strategy about viewing, about, you know, do you have the channel return button? Is it the previous channel, last channel, whatever it is on your remote control? But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of work getting done on a lot of coaches in this city.
Something we spent a lot of time talking about over the last 2 hours, who's under more pressure tonight, Maple Leafs or Bruins in your mind?
It's close. If I have to pick one, I would pick the Bruins. Only reason because they had the better record. They had 112 points, and that was with a lot of injuries. And now they're fully healthy. They gave up a lot to get Rick Nash at the trade deadline. So I would go with the Bruins. Now, I mean, you know, I think, you know, there's a greater fan base, so just there's more intensity for the Leaf, from Leaf fans, and there's Bruin fans, just because, you know, in Boston you've got the Patriots and you've got what's going on with, you know, with the Celtics and things like that. But, and of course the Red Sox, but I still go with the more pressure, slightly in terms of organization, I go with the Bruins.
How about more pressure, the Leafs or the Raptors? Because everybody talking about their collapses in the playoffs, and here they are 2-2 going into tonight with Washington.
I think it's the Raptors. It's funny, and you know, it's not an elimination game for them. But if they lose today, then it's going to be, they've lost three in a row, and it's going to look like the same old Raptors, where they have a lovely regular season, but come the playoffs, they start to stutter. And you've seen it again. You know, the Raptors, regular season, they were great in terms of turning the ball over. They were the fourth best at it, at not turning the ball over. Now they're the worst in the playoffs. So you see a reversion in the offense and just dumb mistakes. And on a bigger picture, if they lose to Washington, then you can't help but believe that, yeah, it's nice to have the better culture, the better coaching, all the changes that have happened. But yet, in the end, higher-end talent still wins the day. And that Lowry and Beal found a way to beat a Raptors team that had a better bench and a better coach. So in terms of what it means for the philosophy of the organizations, Raptors have more pressure. Mm-hmm.
Matt, let's move back to hockey right now, and we've got that game coming for you, 7 o'clock over on AM 960, The Zone. What's the key to this game in your mind?
Key to this game, and you know, everyone's going to say, obviously, get off to a quick start and all that, and obviously it is. If Toronto gets up early, I think you'd see the crowd in Boston just, you know, there's going to be tension there, considering how well the Leafs have played the last couple games. But I think the big thing is find a way to ensure that the first line for the Bruins don't have the crazy scoring chances. Now, even in the last two games, you know, they've put up a lot of shots at Frederik Andersen, and they've had great possession, and they've been able to dominate, but they haven't been able to score. They haven't been as accurate with their shots as they were in the first two games. And part of it is their shots aren't from as close to the net, that high danger zones, in the last couple games as it was the first two. So for the Maple Leafs, it's find a way with Marchand, Bergeron, and Pastrnak, keep those guys relatively in check. I think that's the first key for the Leafs.
Matt Cause, longtime radio personality in Toronto, now the host of the Matt Cohen Cause podcast. You know, recently I've gotten very into talking about windows and how long teams have to compete, and a lot of us do that in this business. But in baseball, we know that the goal is get as many young players as you can, and you'll have them for 6 years, and you hope you can win with them. In hockey, it seems to be very different, because this Maple Leafs team is super young and super exciting, but then you look at the contracts. Nylander's a restricted free agent at the end of the year, and Matthews and Marner are unrestricted free agents after next season. Is this window that should be open for a long time already shutting? Like, can you keep these guys together forever?
Oh, yeah, I think you can. And it starts with, you do have smart management. And, you know, there is easier way to keep Nylander, Marner, and Matthews together, and Morgan Rielly. The tricky part is finding the other pieces, you know, and it's the same thing that happened, you know, with the Blackhawks. But no, I think the window is very much alive, and it's very much open for quite a while. It's going to be a little tricky in 2 years when you're dealing with the last year of Marlowe's contract, and it means you're going to lose guys. Like, you'll lose JVR. But then look at how well Kasperi Kapanen has played, or Andreas Johnsson, or Travis Dermott. The Toronto Marlies, you know, the AHL team, that they've started to produce a lot of good talent. And what they've been able to do is produce your third-line players that can help you win but aren't that expensive, even someone like Connor Brown. So I'm not worried. I think if you're a Leaf fan, you've got to be very excited. Even if they lose tonight, the future is bright. This is so different than back in 2003-04 when the Leafs were in the playoffs and the best player, Matt Sundin, was 31-32, and the second best players were your Brian McCabes, Owen Nolans, or Joe Nieuwendyks, guys who are getting near the end of their career.
Matt, let's move over to baseball. We've got the game over on 101.3 ESPN tonight right here, 6:20 with the pregame show. Blue Jays, they had it in hand, they blew it, and then they won it in a walk-off yesterday. What do you make of the Jays right now? Because I kind of thought all along that they were a team that we were discounting too early. They got one foot in trying to win now, and one foot in trying to rebuild, but right now they're playing very well.
and the way you put it was kind of how a lot of us saw it, which is what made us sort of depressed, was they didn't really have an identity. You know, are they trying to blow it up, go young? Because they don't exactly have a lot of young players, certainly at the position, positional players. I mean, they've got Sanchez and Stroman and Osuna, but beyond that, they don't have a lot of high-impact players that are 25 or younger. But it's been a really pleasant surprise. And the key is every night it is someone, you know, it's someone different, whether it's, you know, Diaz or Solarte or, you know, Justin Smoke is doing as well this year as he did last year. The Jays' offense last in the American League, 2017. So far this year, they're top two or three, second to the Red Sox in the American League. So that's the remarkable part, is that every night someone different. It's not what you expected, and they've done it without Josh Donaldson, and they've done it without the starting rotation being as dominant as it was what they can be. And such a contrast to last year where, you know, they were 2-15, 3-16, and just had a horrible April.
You know, we talked about this early in the, you know, at the end of spring training. We saw the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. homer in Montreal. What would Toronto's reaction be if Montreal got baseball again? Would that be great, more baseball for Canada, or would it be, uh-oh, now we no longer have the market all to ourselves?
It'd be fantastic because it would create that rivalry. You know, I mean, you see it in hockey when Toronto's playing, you know, they're playing Montreal or Edmonton or whomever in Canada. The rivalry is a little bit more special. The attention's a little bit more. Perfect example, the Patrick Laine versus Austin Matthews debate. Which one is, who's the better young player? Part of that's fueled because it's Toronto versus Winnipeg, because the rest of Canada hates Toronto, the same way so much of the United States hates New York. It would be great if there was another team in Canada. I don't personally, for the fans, we don't really give a bleep about the Blue Jays marketing and their ability to sell tickets. And as a fan, it's just that added level of sports hate, which is always delightful.
Matt, I'm watching the Red Sox and Blue Jays game yesterday, and before the game, there was the acknowledgement, the moment of silence of the tragic van accident that killed 10 people in Toronto. How has sports over the last few days helped heal the city?
Well, for the 99% of us, it's been a great diversion, you know, winning game six. And for most of us, we have the privilege of allowing it to be a diversion. For anyone at all, even, you know, remotely connected with the murder of the 10 people, obviously sports, you know, doesn't really mean very much. But, you know, for the rest of us, it's been that. It's been a little oasis. And I think all the organizations have been great with it, talking before games and just the tone. You really couldn't ask for anything more. And you just have a lot of smart people in charge, from Mike Babcock to Masai Ujiri. It's been really heartening to see in such a difficult time.
Matt Cause, longtime radio host in Toronto, hoping the best for the city. He's now the host of the Macko and Cause podcast as well. Jays and Red Sox on this station, 620. Leafs and Bruins on our sister station, AM 960, The Zone, coverage at 7. Matt, we appreciate it. No one else here is going to wish Toronto good luck. I will. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Let's just agree with this. Let's hope there's some fun games tonight.
That's for sure. Matt, thank you.
Yes, Matt, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll get you those Red Sox Blue Jays lineups real quick, then we'll get you out of here. Pitching matchup for tonight, Eduardo Rodriguez, 2-0 with 3-4-5. He goes up against Aaron Sanchez, 1-2 with a 3-8-6. Lineup for the Sox, Mookie Betts leads off. He's in right, and attendee second, he's in left. Hanley Ramirez hits third and plays first. J.D. Martinez, he is the DH. Rafael Devers is at third and hits fifth. Eduardo Nunez hits sixth and plays second. Jackie Bradley Jr., it's 7th. He's in center. Christian Vasquez is a catcher. Brock Holt, who had the game tying in the 9th yesterday, hits 9th. Plays shortstop. For the Jays, Steve Pearson left. Teoscar Hernandez hit in right. Justin Smokes at first. John Rivas Solarte is in third. Kendrys Morales, the DH. Russell Martin, the catcher. Kevin Pillars in center. Lourdes Gurriel Jr., the young brother of Yunieski Gurriel for the Astros, he hits 8 and plays 2nd. And Elenimus Diaz is at shortstop. A lot of switch hitters in that lineup tonight for the Blue Jays. Thanks to everybody here at the UPS store at 4 Carmichael Street in Essex. Thanks to Aaron and intern Nathan back in the studio. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be back in studio on 101.3 ESPN.